new year, 2025. It's a time when most of us have worthy goals and resolutions to make this year even better than the last. We have goals to finally lose the weight we have been talking about losing, work on our finance, and build stronger relationships, only to have it all come crashing down after a couple of weeks when motivation and willpower decrease. I know, because I do it every year myself. The dread of trying again and eventually giving up. However, this past year, I realized the importance of consistency. I have been working on my self-esteem and self-confidence for years. I have read books, watched videos, and tried almost every trick offered. And what I have learned and heard so many times in the past is consistency. That is the trick. Find one thing that works and keep doing it over and over every day. That 1% improvement daily will get you to where you want to be by the end of 2025. Success doesn't come from what you do occasionally. It comes from what you do consistently. Marie Forleo. So let's dive into what's involved in a consistent lifestyle. Grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's dive into today's topic of consistency. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow as a person so you can bring your best self to parenting and create better family relationships. And if you're ready to invest in yourself and strengthen your relationships, hit that subscribe button. New episodes drop every Thursday. And if you're finding the podcast helpful, it would mean the world if you could take a moment to leave a review. It makes a real difference. What does consistency mean? Consistency is about being dependable and regular in your actions, thoughts, and decisions. It means doing things the same way over time, with predictability and reliability. When you're consistent, you build trust in yourself. Think of consistency like planting seeds. You don't just plant them once and forget about them. You water them regularly, nurture them, and give them time to grow. Consistency offers numerous benefits. Here are five of the main ones. It builds trust. People know they can count on you when you're consistent. Consistency helps build trust with your kids, partner, or friends. Trust is super important in any good relationship. It creates stability. Being consistent makes life feel more steady. It keeps you focused and calm, even when things get complicated. It encourages self-discipline. Staying consistent means sticking to your plans, even when you don't feel like it. Consistency helps you develop self-discipline, which is key to reaching big goals. It leads to better results. Small, steady efforts add up over time. Whether you're getting healthier, advancing at work, or strengthening a relationship, consistency helps you keep improving. Have you heard of the compound effect or the 1% rule? It's a simple but powerful concept. You can achieve massive results over time by making minor daily improvements. Even though 1% might seem like a tiny change, those little improvements add up when you consistently build on them. By the end of the year, you'll have made a 365% improvement, meaning you've effectively grown your effort nearly 37 times. This shows consistency can lead to incredible progress, even in small steps. Being consistent helps reduce stress, When you're consistent, you know what to expect. Consistency reduces the stress that comes from uncertainty or last-minute changes. Staying consistent sounds simple, but life often throws challenges that make it difficult. Understanding the common reasons for inconsistency can help you address them and get back on track. It's easy to lose focus when you don't have clear goals. You feel like you're all over the place or unsure why you're even trying. Then there's perfectionism. The desire to do things perfectly can stop you from doing them. If you feel like you're not doing something right, you will likely give up entirely. Lack of motivation. Motivation comes and goes. It can be hard to keep going when the initial excitement fades, especially when the results aren't immediate, like losing weight or working on your finances. So build habits instead of relying on motivation. Habits make actions automatic, so you don't need to rely on how you feel at the moment. A great book on building habits is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Sometimes we try to do too much. When we take on too many things at once, it can feel like too much to handle. Balancing work, family, and personal goals can make it hard to stick with anything. It's easy to get distracted. So many things can distract us, like social media or unexpected events, making it challenging to stay on track. Instead, set yourself up for success. Turn off those notifications when you need to focus, or create a specific space to work on important tasks. We're afraid to mess up. Some people believe we should avoid failure at all costs. But I believe failure is one of the most important experiences we can have. It's okay to fail because it teaches us valuable lessons and helps us grow. Instead of fearing failure, we should embrace it and use it as an opportunity to learn and improve. When we fail, it doesn't mean we've given up. It means we're learning how to keep going and get better. It's easy to forget your plans when no one checks in on you. Having someone to share your goals with can help. Then there's self-sabotage, the hidden barrier to consistency. Self-sabotage happens when your actions or lack of actions get in the way of your goals. It's not just about being distracted by outside things. It's also about the thoughts or habits that prevent you from progressing. Here are some causes of self-sabotage. Fear of success. Sometimes reaching your goal can feel scary. You might worry about the changes or extra responsibilities that come with success. It can feel easier to stay where you are instead of moving forward. Then there's low self-worth. If you don't believe you deserve success, you will unconsciously avoid taking the steps needed to achieve it. Low self-worth manifests as procrastination, perfectionism, or deliberately undermining your progress. You put off tasks because they feel overwhelming, or you're afraid of not doing them well. There's comfort in familiarity. Change, even positive change, can feel uncomfortable. Self-sabotage can be a way to stay in one's comfort zone, even if it means giving up on something better. Ooh, then there's the imposter syndrome. Feelings like you're not good enough, or faking it, can lead to behaviors that prevent consistency. Or how about overindulgence, which is giving in to distractions while binge-watching TV or scrolling on your phone instead of working toward your goals? Here's some ways to help overcome self-sabotage. Recognize your patterns. Be honest about how you get in your own way. Journaling or reflecting on your behaviors can help you see the bigger picture. Challenge your negative thoughts. Replace self-doubt with positive affirmations. For example, instead of thinking, "I'll never be consistent," remind yourself, "I'm capable of making small changes every day." And set realistic expectations. Sometimes, self-sabotage occurs when we set goals that are too big or difficult to reach. Breaking your goals into smaller, more manageable steps can help you feel more confident as you progress. And seek support. Talk to someone you trust, such as a friend or family member, about your struggles. They can help you stay on track and cheer you on when needed. Celebrate small wins. Each step forward is progress. Reward yourself for the effort, even if the outcome isn't perfect. And how about consistency with your kids? Kids do best when they feel safe and know what to expect. Consistency helps create that sense of security. It gives them a stable place to grow, learn, and trust the people around them. When you're consistent, your kids understand the rules and boundaries, which help them feel more confident in what they do. And there's consistency in a relationship with your partner. In a romantic relationship, consistency is essential for keeping things strong and healthy. It helps build trust, strengthens emotional connections, and makes both people feel secure. By being consistent, you show your partner you're reliable and care about the relationship. One crucial area where consistency matters in relationships is communication. Showing appreciation regularly can help prevent misunderstandings and make your bond even stronger. It's also important to be consistent when handling disagreements. Staying calm and listening to each other instead of reacting with frustration helps both people feel heard and respected. In conclusion, the key to success in anything is consistency. Whether working on personal goals, spending time with your family, or taking care of your relationships, consistency makes a big difference. Over time, your efforts will lead to trust, growth, and success. Consistency isn't about being perfect. It's about creating habits and routines that help you reach your goals and strengthen your relationships, even when things get hard. Remember, it's not about making huge jumps every day, but making small, steady progress. As Tony Robbins says, consistency transforms average into excellence. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. Also available at lessonsforlifewithgrandmakate.com are links to purchase my children's book in a series called Lessons for Life with Grandma Kate. Follow along as Lily, her brother Zach, and their friends, guided by Grandma Kate, discover their inner magic of self-esteem and confidence through creative activities and heartfelt lessons. Grandma Kate empowers each of them to face life challenges with courage and joy. There is always time to rewrite your family story. Break free from patterns that no longer serve you and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome. Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?